Okay. Question I'd like to ask to start off tonight is that the minhag of Klal Yisrael, as we know, is tonight start saying slichos, and we say saying slichos. That's what we call it. When do we start saying? Ashkenazim starts saying slichos tonight. Svardim started saying slichos. Wouldn't it be a better term to say, when do we start asking slichos, beseeching? But the minhag of Klal Yisrael, for some reason, is to say saying slichos, saying forgiveness. Some sheets you could just give to some of the women coming in. So why do we call it saying? Again, it's just a little tiny, I wouldn't even call it a minhag, but it's just something we as Jews do. We call it saying slichos. Is there any significance to that, that we call it saying slichos? So maybe at the end we'll come back to it. I just wanted to share one thought at this early time of morning that maybe we could take with us as we start what we're about to do. In life, there are processes and goals. And usually it's pretty clear what's the process and what's the goal. Right? There's a game. The process is you play the game. And the goal is to win the game. Or the goal is to stay in shape. There's some goal connected to the process. We go to work. We go to work because we know what the process is. We drive there, we fly there, we walk there, and then when we're there, we're in the process, and the goal is to make money, to heal a patient, to finish a project. There's a goal to achieve something. Right? Even in learning, there's a process. We learn, and then there's a goal to understand, to come close to God, to fulfill my mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So we all understand that we're in the middle of a process that started back on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul, maybe even start a Shabbos Mevarachim Elul. Chodesh Elul, tonight's the next step in the process. Right, and 4 days from now, 96 hours from now, a little less, is the next step of the process. Rosh Hashanah, the Yemei Adin, Shabbos Shuvah. What's the goal of this process? Whenever you're in a process, you have to know what the goal is. If we're in the middle of something, you have to know what direction we're going in and where we're heading. The last day of the process, arguably, again, there's questions that could be asked and other suggestions. But let's say the last day of this process that we're in from Rosh Chodesh Elul is Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, the end of the process. Some say it's Chanukah, Hoshana Rabbah, Chanukah. Let's say Simchas Torah, which is the, as we would call it, the last day of the Yomim Noraim cycle. There's a pasuk that we say on Simchas Torah that maybe we could gain an insight from and we'll be able to learn about the process and about the goal. Pasuk is, if you look in the underlined part of source number one, it's the Gemara, the end of Tainus, but the pasuk is, we say in Atah Reisa, a whole list of psukim. There's one long pasuk that doesn't really fit into the tune, but whoever gets that pasuk, you have to try to fit it in. V'yomer b'yomahu, on that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, Hinei Elokeinu Zeh, this is our God, Kivinu Lo V'yoshienu, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo Nagilu V'nesmacha B'shuaso. This is our God, we will celebrate in His salvation. That's the pasuk. There's a certain level of divine recognition that this pasuk represents. If you look at that Gemara in Tainus, we've quoted this in the past. What does that Gemara say? These are the last two lines of the Masechta. Amar Ula Biyira, Amar Abi Elazar. Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asos B'chol HaTzadikim. In the future, Hashem will make a circle for all the tzadikim. V'hu Yoshev B'neim B'gan Eden. And God, Hashem, will Kavayachol be in the middle of the circle. And each tzaddik on the circumference, on the perimeter of the circle, will point to God, Kav Yachal, and says, Zeh Hashem kivinu lo. Nagil v'nitzcha b'shuasa. Zeh is always mar be'etzba. There'll be such clarity of vision, of seeing God. That's the pasuk, that's the goal. What does this mean for us, though? What does it mean to reach the level of Zeh Hashem kivinu lo, so we could say that with kavana on Simchas Torah in just a couple of weeks? What exactly does that mean for us in our daily lives? What does it take to reach such a recognition? Start off with a mashal of Rav Pinkus. Rav Pinkus gives a mashal in source number two, and with this mashal we'll be able to understand just one idea. That's all we're going to mention tonight. One idea that we should take with us. Rav Pinkus says there was a doctor that was given a machlaka in the hospital. You're in charge of this section of the hospital. Bechanim bati acholam haisa machlaka, shino adavar cholam b'machlaka shebim yuchad. One of the nights, there was a new doctor. He was appointed. It was a difficult section in the hospital. He was very confused. How am I going to be able to take care of all these patients? Each of these patients has a different story. All misubach. All needing their own care. And I'm one doctor. What am I going to do? And he says to his superiors, what's happening here? He told them, what am I going to do? They said, look, ain brera, you know, medical cuts. This is the situation. You do the best you can. Why only one doctor on call every night? There's nothing more to do. Hopefully it'll be okay. If you need something, you know, you call for emergency. You call for backup help. But hopefully it'll be okay. But this is all we can have for Torah Nut. Okay. He has his first night on call and starts off somewhat quietly, and then the craziness started. He started running. One patient, this starts going off, and the bells start ringing, and this starts going, and this patient needs tipul. Efes ki kochosav ha'yubidala midai, nisyona muat midai. He doesn't have enough experience. He's running. He's trying to do his best. He's doing this and doing that, and doctor, we need you here. Doctor, we need you there. The nurses are calling back and forth, and he's doing his best. And it's almost the morning, and he's like, it doesn't have any kochos left. And finally, Rachman al-Islan, he gets to one patient too late. One patient doesn't make it. Ba'odhu mitzmodei levado b'sheirit kochotav la'niket ha'tipul. One chola dies. Line 14. Tavu atarofi l'mishpat ba'ashmat rishlonot rufuit. He's taken to court for medical negligence. And they say to him, Nu, what do you have to say for yourself? He said, I did the best I could. I ran. There was nobody else on call. It was only me. What was I supposed to do? I ran here. I ran there. I did the best I could. What are you going to convict me? Says the shofet. Hari amru lecha. You did the best you could, but we told you. If there's a problem, if there's an emergency, pick up the telephone. Call. Call for backup. Call for help. Ki bikesh mimcha l'naso l'stadeh levad. Mi bikesh. Who says you should do this yourself? Ata asham b'gremas mavis b'rashlanut heyo below his akta. You should have called. We were waiting for you. If you needed something, just pick up the phone. Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that our lives are challenging. Our lives are busy. We have a lot going on. We have up days. We have down days. We have busy days. Things go our way. Things don't go our way. Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that. And sometimes we falter, and sometimes we don't say the thing that we wanted to say, and we don't act in the way that we wanted to act. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks is that I told you to call. I gave you an opportunity. Hari limdu otcha sheyesh borei olam. Hari hayalecha lahazik oto v'lomar. Ani lo mistader tazor li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need help. Just talk to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. But we don't even do that. The goal of this process is to create that connection with God. Litzar kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it's all about. Ze Hashem kivinu lo, if we could reach the level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're right there. Yes, it's me. It's your son. It's your servant. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Why don't you call me? Why don't you talk to me? I'll help you out. Rav Pinkus even quotes a Malbim in Tehillim. The Pasuk at Tehillim tells us, turning the page on the back, Ki tov chastucha mechayim sfasai shabchuncha. Greater is your chesed than life itself. What does David HaMelech mean? Ki tov chastucha mechayim? Says the Malbim, let's read it. Ki tov chastucha mechayim, Perek Samagimel Pasuk Dalad. Shechastucha b'matnas ha'chayim nivdal mikol chesed sheyase zulasecha. The chesed that you give with your matana of life is separate from any other chesed that a person could give. God's chesed is different than any other chesed. What does that mean? Shekol chesed shenasig mizulatenu. Any chesed that we get from another person, ein ha'chesed tov mitzad atzmo, Rak mitzad ha-to'ela shehisagnu imenu. The chesed is only as good as the result that the chesed achieves. That's by every chesed when it comes to a human giver. L'mashal, Melech Basar Vadam, she'asa chesed l'chayim misa, v'inichu b'chayim, Melech Basar Vadam, a king that pardons somebody. What's the ultimate benefit of that pardon? The fact that the person was pardoned and his life is saved. Hatov shel chesed l'chayim shenitam lo. Aval etzlecha, but you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ha'chesed ba'atzmo, tov yosir min achayim. It's the chesed itself that's even greater than life. Ki achayim ein atachlis la'atzmam. Rak sheim em tsoyim sh'al yodam sfasai sham chuncha. Life is just about praising you, connecting to you. And again, Rav Pinkus continues and says, I'll give you another medical mashal. He says, imagine you have somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, who's sick, who has a certain machla, and he goes to a doctor, and the doctor prescribes a certain treatment, and the patient says, patient meets with the doctor a number of times, is this really the right way to go? Is this the most appropriate course of action? And the doctor assures him, and a relationship develops between the doctor and the patient, and they start administering the treatment, and over time, Baruch Hashem, the patient starts to see results, and slowly, slowly, the patient is able to come back to himself. What benefit? After the patient is healed, and we ask the patient, "Nu, so what did you get out of the experience?" Really, two things. Number one, he was cured. Baruch Hashem. Number two, he has a great new friend. He has the doctor, this new yedid of his, that he'll call to get together with Stam. Wonderful relationship. Two benefits out of the experience, which is the real, at root, the ultimate benefit. What's the benefit that defines the whole experience? Obviously, the cure. Says Rav Pinkus, Adam Shem, I'm sorry, Nevar Yotem gives a mashal, to explain the Malbim's mashal. Mashal l'chola mesukan, shalach l'rofei, v'toch kedei tipulim, shachin ripu oso basof, hits yadadu, ha'chole v'harofei, they become friends. Im yishalu at ha'chole, odod ha'kesher shalom im ha'rofei. Yana ha'chole, shehuir v'yakir kiflayim. You got a double benefit. Reishis, huzach l'chayim. V'shenis, gam matzu yidid ne'amad. Two things. Come on, tell us the main. If you only had one, what's the ikker that you got out of it? Hachayim o hachaver. Life or the friend? Haray, what would he say? I must have cut off a little bit. It's life. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a chesed, that itself is the greatest benefit. It's the relationship we have with Him. Tov chastecha mechayim. Greater is your chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just the connection that's created. Litzar kesher and Hashem, that's what life's about. And when we have that connection, Hashem's our greatest friend. Machashuv yoter ki tov chastecha mechayim. Zos omer shachesed shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hakesher shemizkashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol. Yoser chashu me'etzem achayim. Even more than what He gives us, the content is the giving itself. It's that connection that we can have with the Borei Olam. Someone who cares about us. Someone who says to us, who advises us, what we're going to scream out so many times over the next week and a half. Hashem, Hashem, kol racham lechanan. How do we know to do that? Because Hashem told us. The Gemara says that Hashem said, whenever you need rachmanis, just say these 13 midos, and I'll listen. That's why that's the ikar part of our tefillos. Because Hashem told us. He wants that connection. He's waiting for us. So this is the plan, and this is the goal. We go through a lot. Rosh Chodesh Elul, we start. Tonight's the next giant step. Tonight, the next 4 days, whether it's the reason of checking ourselves for mumin, like the carbonus used to be checked for 4 days, so do we check ourselves before we read about Akedas Yitzchak, or the other reason, the ancient custom of fasting for 10 days, which wasn't just fasting for 10 days, but doing tshuva for 10 days. And there are 4 days during Atzeres Yemei Tshuva where you're not allowed to fast. Shabbos, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Yom Kippur. So we have to be mashlim. We have to add on the 4 days beforehand. But the goal of it all, to get to the Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo, it's all about just connecting to God. To bringing Him, to allowing Him into my life. Both B'Shas Chiyuv and Shalom B'Shas Chiyuv. Meaning, B'Shas Chiyuv, to capitalize 100 times a day, probably more, we talk to God in first person. Baruch atah Hashem. I always like to say, the greatest Rosh Hashiva in the world, we talk to in third person. Will the Rebbe like? Will the Rav like? Right? But Hashem is Baruch on his covenant. Baruch atah Hashem. Okay, then we get to Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. 100 times. Bringing him more into our lives. Even if we could just say, okay, one meal a day, one area, Birchas HaShachar, to pick something where we're going to try to focus more. Bringing him into our lives. Tefillah. And Shalom B'Shas Chiyuv. Just throughout the day. Many discuss, just like start talking to God. Now, it doesn't have to be when other people are around. They think we're talking to ourselves. We're in the car. We need something. We feel good about something. We want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Just bringing him more into our lives. There's a famous story. The guy was on his way to a meeting and he's in the car and he's traveling in traffic. It's terrible. He finally gets there. It's half an hour late. He's like, what am I going to do? He gets there. He finally gets there and obviously can't find a spot. Can't find a spot. He goes to the first block. He's trying. He's like, goes around. We all know if you've ever been in Washington Heights, if you ever, whatever it is, and you're trying to find, you go around once, I'm like, I got to get to that meeting. He's like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just please, I'll come to davening on Shacharis on time every day. For a month, I'll come to davening on time, just let me find the spot. I got to get to this meeting. So he's traveling around. He goes around again. He's like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you got to help me out here. He's like, okay, I'll come to davening on time, and I'll give $10 a day, stucca, every day. Ten. What's the rate now? 40 shekel, whatever it is. I'll give. Kadosh Baruch, just let me find the spot. Goes around. He's getting desperate now. He's going around again. He's 45 minutes late to his meeting. He starts going around a third time. He's like, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'll daven Ma'ariv with a minion every single day for the next month. He's like, Shachris on time, Ma'ariv with a minion every time. And he says, so it's going, and finally it's going around the last time. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, as he's pulling around on that last time, somebody starts pulling out. He's like, oh, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you. It's okay. I got it. I don't need you. It's okay. I found one. Thanks. Sometimes we bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu into our lives, but then we like turn around and say, oh, no, it's all me. Kochi votzim yadi asam liyas achayel hazeh. The goal of life is to litzar, the goal of this process that we're in, is litzar kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to allow him into our lives when we talk to him, and even when we just do mitzvos. We're involved in so many awesome events throughout our day, we don't even realize it. The Ramban writes, in Shmos, the Ramban in source number 6, at the end of Parshas Bo, the Ramban says, you know what we do when we put up a mezuzah? We think, we buy a cloth, we buy a little box, we nail it to the door, that's it. You know what we do when we put up a mezuzah? What do I do when I put up a mezuzah? I'm acknowledging that there's a creator in the world. And that Hashem knows about everything. And that He's in control of everything. And that He guards me when I'm in my house. And I recognize that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah and every word is true. And it says, just by putting in two nails. That's putting up a mezuzah. V'hem b'chol pinos haTorah. There's so much that we do in our daily lives. And if we just focus on it a little bit and think about it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be brought in. Litzar kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A thought we mentioned last year in a Parsha Shir. Rav Yeruchim writes, Parsha Shmos, some of you might remember this. The two Mialdos, Shifra and Pua, Miriam and Yocheved. Why are they called Shifra and Pua? So Rashi quotes, Mishaperes is a blood, Poes a blood. They used to poo-poo the baby. Do-do-do. They used to like make the baby feel good and make googly eyes at the baby. That's what they have. Shifra and Pua. That's where they got these names. Ask Rav Yeruchim. Didn't they have gorgeous names? Miriam, Yocheved. Why do you have to have the Torah cover up Shifra Pua? What's so significant? That's a great thing. What's the... A name defines a person. So what was this person? Shepoes Avlad. That's godless. This divines her that she goes goo 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 to the baby. Says Rav Yeruchim, the unbelievable line in source number 7, yes. Because, just to paraphrase what he would say in English, little people take great things and make them little. Great people could take little things and make them great. What did Miriam and Yocheved do? They took little things. What were they doing? They were just poo-pooing with a baby. But you know what they were thinking to themselves? We're saving Klal Yisrael. We're keeping the Jewish... We're allowing the Jewish religion to be born. We're saving these wonderful neshamas. The little things. But we're going to call them there. Because they took these little dvarim katan tanim and made them into godless. Made them into amazing things. Says Rav Yeruchim, line 11. Ki ein bebriya lo dvarim ketanim lo dvarim gedolim. Ela hakol tali ba'adam. It's all tali on the person. Ha'adam ha'gadol, hu aholek v'nose alumos shel godless. Me ha'dvarim ha'chik tanim. We can do little things. We're in the store, somebody says, right, somebody asks us, kabaro shekel, kabaro? And we give them, are we thinking that we're doing a mitzvah asei daraisa? Of Hamalves Chaveiro? Are we thinking that we're doing a mitzvah of Chesed? Are we thinking that we're imitating God? Every little thing. It's unbelievable, the opportunities. And it's all about bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. We're able to walk Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael, to look around the mountains, to look around that it's Nifrach, that it's blossoming. Something that Moshe Rabbeinu would have died for. Did he would have done anything, but to appreciate the little things, to appreciate every element of our lives, everything is significant. We just have to let HaKadosh Baruch Hu in. So this is the process, and this is the goal. Tonight's the next step of the process. Ze Hashem kivinu lo, acknowledging God, calling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, I need help, like that doctor in the hospital, just to call up to him. Maybe that's why we call it saying slichas. Why? Asking slichas. If we would formulate it as asking slichos, beseeching, so maybe that would reflect and give the impression that it's all about the asking, which then needs the result. I ask, so I get an answer. By calling it saying slichos, I'm emphasizing that it's the saying itself. It's just the conversation. The conversation is the goal. And that's what we do at this time of year. When we're mosif, what's slichas about? It's not just to make us walk around like zombies and we're exhausted. But it's that we wake up early, we go to sleep late. And achenu asfardim, I've been doing it for a month. Right? But what's it about? It's to have extra time to talk to Hashem. That's what it's about. More time. More time. There's no quality time without quantity time. So to get us ready to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Adin, on Yom Kippur, we start building up. We add more. We say, of course, there's the content of Slichos too, but we say Slichos. We create, we talk more. We talk more to Him to get us in the habit. Maybe that'll affect the rest of the day. To start talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the goal. Together, tonight, the Motzai Menucha Ki Damnucha Tchila, we stand here and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to try to call up to you. We're going to try to call. He's coming down. He's already coming down. Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo, but it's our job to allow Him in through our tefilos, through our brachos, through our slichos, and through our mitzvos. Yehi Ratzon that we're able to fulfill this idea of just having the connection. And Avinu Malkeinu in heaven and on earth, Obed Hashem bless us with a Shnas Bracha, Shnas Shalom, Shnas Nachas, the Simcha L'chol Yisrael.